his arms are open wide.
This is WCL Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to welcome all listeners at this hour to Piercing Darkness show with Apostle Ronald Solly. Just going to be a really, really great program with great testimonies. And also a special invite to the two nights, the long-awaited two nights of Miracle Crusade that we'll be having next week, September 13th and the 14th, 7 p.m. nightly, which will be an amazing, time in God's presence, refreshing, and we invite everyone out there, sick or not, you're welcome to come. This will be an amazing time in God's presence. We're going to continue the show. If you have a prayer, you want to speak to someone, you can call 561-337-9018. Again, our prayer line is 561-337-9018. We'll be right back. Okay. We'd like to start with a testimony for you at this hour as we kick off the show. You know, it's the reason why we do these amazing crusade. They're so powerful. And a testimony that really touched me last year doing the Kravis Center crusade. You know, someone came. They couldn't hear and they wasn't able to speak. You know, how do you minister to someone in kind of that position? So the men of God prayed for her and just said, repeat after me. You know, prayer is a prayer of faith. Prayed for her and says, repeat after me. And next thing you know, just immediately that she began to hear and begin to speak. And it's amazing what God is doing, and we like to, you know, just extend that invite and just invite you to come with your family, come with your friends. It's right downtown West Palm Beach. You know, it's not really that far away from here, and just take your family and just have that time in God's presence. Just come and enjoy and just be together, you know, with one another. There's something about when we all come together, we worship together, we exalt the Lord, we lift his name on high. Something amazing happened. And in this two nights of Miracle Crusade that's going to take place at September 13 and 14, it's a time of refreshment. Yes, it's a time of miracle. And, you know, the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, you know, let us go to the house of the Lord. So when we come in the house of the Lord, and also when we come in his presence, the Bible says it's joy. You know, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. So you may not need a physical healing, but, you know, when we're going through these trials in our life and all these challenges, sometimes it kind of leave us in a bit side of empty emotionally. You know, so entering God's presence, coming in to worship the Lord in an atmosphere where, you know, the Lord is just moving. It also refresh you, rejuvenate you, and just like, you know, restore you. A lot of us, we need restoration because the battle we're not fighting sometimes is not physical, but it is an emotional battle. And entering God's presence and being in an atmosphere, it really helps us and restored us. So again, number to call is 561-337-9018. We'll be right back. It's our prayer line. It's the number to call. Again, 561-337-9018. You can also check us on our website. Also register too. You can register on our website for the crusade next week. When you register, when you come in, we have a special table for online registration, and you know, we'll give you a special package, you know, for registering online. When you come in, we're going to have your ticket and everything you need ready. So I always encourage people to just go and register online, or you can even call the symphony number I just give you, 561-337-9018. When you call, you can also say, hey, I want to register myself, and you know, how many people are coming with you, and we'll just, you know, write your name down, and we all have your package ready for you when you come in. It'll be like a really smooth transition for you to come in, because you know, there'll be a lot of people there, and once you come in, you want to be able to go through you know, the entry point with ease. We're on our website. We have a lot of powerful testimony that will encourage you and what to expect when you come in a crusade, which is going to take place next week, Saturday, the 13th and the 14th, Friday and Saturday. So when you come, it will be powerful. You know what to accept. The worship is amazing. Apostle, minister in the word, and also minister and pray for people. You know, we have a lot of other activities, and also Apostle will be doing School of the Holy Spirit, which is going to take place on Saturday in the afternoon and the morning, which, you know, if you can come, I encourage you to just make it there. It's not a session that we advertise as much. We advertise the crusade, the night service, but that one is just for those who are really, really hungry. And I'll just advise you to come, because what it does is Apostle teach you about faith. Apostle teach you about, you know, the Holy Spirit. And as you listen to that kind of teaching, it prepares you. And when you come for the night service, you're all prepared. Your faith is amped up, and you have a fresh revelation of who God is, and all that help you. When the time come, it'll be so easy for you to just, you know, receive your miracle, or for you to enter in. Because one thing that sometimes we all experience, you know, when we walk into a service, a church service, you know, it took us time to really, you know, unwind from what we were doing, from the driving. You know, if you were driving on the road, someone cut in front of you, or you happen to get mad, and when you get into service, it's like you got to unwind from all of those things, and then to really start focusing in. And kind of like, you know, zero in and begin to worship and letting things go and begin to surrender. So this class kind of teach you, you know, it's like a preparation, you know, how to, you know, let things go and surrendering to the Holy Spirit and, you know, partnering with the Holy Spirit, how to be led, you know, to submitting. And it's an amazing class. So if you come, you will be blessed. Again, you want more information about the School of the Holy Ghost, is number you can call, 561-337-9018. Again, 561-337-9018. And also you can go to our website, which is www.powerevangelism.net. Again, is www.powerevangelism.net. And you can go online and register. We'll be right back.
PM and man, I got Apostle Ronald Solly. It's going to be in Iowa. It's going to be awesome extravaganza, and don't miss it. The Word of God, worship, workshops, praise, and hearing the word from the man of God, growing spiritually, but also growing, having fun as we do rock climbing, zip lines, bow and arrows, flag football, team games, the pool, water slide, and much more. So don't miss it. Sign up today and all breakfast, lunch, and dinner all included. So it's all included. Don't miss it. Transportation and also your room and board are all taken care of and all the fun. This is the Lord. Grow spiritually and grow in fun and come back and change the world for July 1st through the July 6th, 2019 2K Extreme Camp.
What's up? Sing it.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
By the time I got here the first night, I couldn't wait. I could just feel the anointing, take it off. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Welcome. Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many have been set free, a touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord and miracles.
Will you believe? So if you have somebody to write it down, whose report will you believe? There's a lot of frequencies out there broadcasting.
Yeah, you could let it keep playing.
There's a lot of frequencies out there projecting information. And your mind is like an interceptor. It picks up on these frequencies and delivery. And you can choose to believe what the devil says. Or you can choose to believe what God says. You can choose to believe what people say. Or you can choose to believe what God says. If you're going to make decisions in your life, you got to make sure you make good decisions. Because the decision is going to really... The Bible says, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is so powerful that even demons in hell are aware of how powerful it is. Satan is so afraid of God's word that the only thing he can do is get you to interpret it in the wrong way. Because if he can get you to misunderstand the word and the message that God is bringing across, then he knows it can influence your thoughts to make bad decisions. The Bible says the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In the spiritual realm, the enemy capitalizes on using manipulation, intimidation to control the thoughts of man, and also to defile man to the extent that when he hears the word spoken by God, he takes it out of context and causes confusion on how people interpret the scripture. The letter killeth, but the spirit bringeth life. The truth in the word is to change you. God doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to transform you. And this afternoon, what I want to focus on by the grace of God is your ability to receive God's word in its fullness without taking away from it or adding to it. When God speaks his word to us, we got to get the message and allow that message that God has spoken to us to be interpreted the way he wants us to interpret it. Amen. All things were made by him in verse 3. And without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ has been exalted. And he will never be brought down. Authority has been given to him. His name is extremely above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to follow me closely here. Why does the Bible say tradition makes the word of God of no effect? What does the Bible say in verse 12? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The word believe is a key to where you go and how deep you can go in God. And when you look at verse 10, it says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Can we be so much deceived as human beings that God sent his son and nobody knew, only a fraction knew that he was around? Do you see how the devil can blind, fool men? That without the Holy Spirit, you would have been worshiping some demon. Probably you'd have been into some kind of deception. How the devil managed to deceive even the very people that saw the Lord walk on earth and did not believe. Because you would say from your normal thinking that if I saw the Lord face to face, turning water into wine, walking on the sea, feeding thousands of people, opening the blind eyes, oh, I would believe. So it becomes so easy to believe if you see something like that happening. But for some reason, they saw the miracles. They heard him speak, and they did not believe. And that should get your attention. To what extent has the enemy managed to defile man to the level where man doesn't believe God's word and takes it lightly? The spirit of destruction and deception manipulates. So, the same demons that were operating on earth when Jesus was here, deceiving millions of people, are the same ones that are operating now. They just changed strategy. If God never sent the Holy Spirit at the request of his son Jesus, the message would not have been received. If you find yourself believing in Christ like you do today, that is the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because the grace of God is at work in us, we have to be grateful to Him and never take lightly the purpose of the blessing. So, we're going to go deeper into the scripture and we're going to see where the enemy introduces another report. I want you to write down these points I'm going to give to you. The first point has to do with culture is how man thinketh. Romans chapter 12. Therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 12. Excuse me, verse 2. Now, for the next few seconds, I want to show you how the world has mocked God. America and the world today is repeating the same mistake the Babylonians did under Nebuchadnezzar. What the Persians did, which is the current Iraq, we see the same mistake the Egyptians did. God created us to worship Him. That's the number one reason why we were made. Somebody say hallelujah. And He's a jealous God. He says, you shall have no other God. No other God. Only Him. The battle you face as a believer is you have the light shining in you. And because the light is shining in you, you're going to attract persecution and opposition from the media, even in learning institutions, in professional fields, in everywhere, shop, the marketplace. The believer is ridiculed. The message has been rejected. The believer is despised. God is considered as someone who is of the past. A theory. Some people think that God is a conspiracy theory. Most people have rejected Him because they don't think He exists. Before, the atheists were just a little fraction, but now you have different types of atheists. Some don't believe God exists, and some think once they live this life, they're going to turn into a butterfly, a lizard, into some plant, into some avatar. All the deceptions that are out there manipulating people. I got some news for you. The Bible says it's appointed unto men to die, and after death, judgment. If you're not in Christ, you're going to hell. And God doesn't want nobody to go to hell. Jesus died that none should perish. Jesus died that we all should live. Somebody say amen. So as a believer, you're going to have to deal with those constant attacks coming to your mind because you are the light. So the enemy is going to try to come and twist the scripture because he cannot stop it. He tries to twist your perception.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This was a powerful message by Apostle Ronald Sally. And we have these messages, you know, this powerful revelation that the men of God share, you know, that would really just encourage you, teaching you more about the things of God, to go deeper into the things of God. You know, it's not just okay to just, you know, go to church and just worship here and there, but also to grow in faith. Because, you know, the Bible said that when you hear revelation, when you hear the word, when you hear those faith preaching, it also stir up your faith, you know, and also hunger and thirst to go after God more, to want to know more. And as you begin to desire God more, that's when he begin to pour more out of you, and you begin to grow and mature into the things of God. Those teachings are available if you go to www.powerevangelism.net. You can click on a tab that says products. We have a bunch of teachings by Pastor Ronald Sally, also worship CDs too. There's teaching that's been a really blessing to me, you know, even financial deliverances, teaching you about, you know, the financial of the kingdom of God, which is a lot of powerful principles that, you know, a lot of children of God don't understand, doesn't know about these principles. Also, Apostle have his amazing book that he wrote about the secret place. The secret place, which has been a blessing to everyone who ever read that, you know, it stir up, you know, just your love and passion for the Lord. So you can go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net, and click on the products tabs, and you're going to find books, you're going to find teaching, you're going to find a lot of good, amazing product that was put together for you by the men of God to just help you to grow in faith into the things of God. And number to call or prayer line, you know, you want to give your life to the Lord, you want more information concerning our crusade, or, you know, if you want to come and visit us in the church, you can call 561-337-9018, 561-337-9018. Yes, 561-337-9018. Again, 561-337-9018. We would like to invite you to our two nights of Miracle Crusade, which will be taking place next week, the 13th and the 14th, at the Palm Beach Convention Center, downtown West Palm Beach. It's free admission. You're welcome to come and join us. It'll be an amazing and powerful, refreshing time in God's presence, miracles. We just know that when we come together and with oneness and our expectation are high, and we're just expecting a move from the Lord hear our prayers, and he just, you know, going to invade us that day with his presence, with his glory. That two nights of miracle, that's where you need to be. We're going to play this promo for you that you get more information. Again, it's 561-337-9018. And also you can go online. You want to register. We'll have your special package ready for you, your ticket ready for you when you get there. Just give us your name, and then you'll be able to enter in with ease. Again, 561-337-9018.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown, September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Sally, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God uses Apostle Ronald Sully in an unusual way.
Your family,
as many have been set free, a touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and miracles still happen.
561-337-9018. And also, you can go online. You can register. And when you go online on our website, www.powerofislam.net, you can write your prayer request there. There's information. You can do the online registration. And you can put your prayer request in. And, you know, we have amazing product. Just browse through. Also, we have our powerful testimonies there, too. Again, it's 561-337-9018. God is moving, and it's an amazing time to know the Lord has, you know, the events that's going on right now in the world. No better place to be but in the presence of the Lord.
Está invitado a dos noches de cruzada de milagros con Apóstol Ronaldo Salí, septiembre 13 y 14 a las 7 p.m. en el Palm Beach Convention Center, 650 Oboco Chubby Boulevard, West Palm Beach. Entrada gratis.
Tell us in Spanish the what he just said, you feel the fire. Say that in Spanish.
She felt the fire.
Shout! Glory! And ask her, who has healed her?
Hermana, ¿quién te sanó?
Cristo Jesús.
Jesus healed her. This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally.
Praise the Lord. God is moving. And this is the upcoming crusade that we're inviting you in. That's going to take place very soon. At this moment, we're going to go to just sharing some testimonies you know, with you. So doing this promo, the lady, she came in, and of course, you know, she did not speak English, but we have, you know, interpreters there that help us. You know, if you speak Spanish or you speak Creole, you know, we have interpreters there that will help, you know, to communicate, because we want everyone to be ministered to and everyone to hear the word of God. So she came, and then she got prayed for and she got healed, and she was testifying how she can literally physically feel the fire of God. And that's what she was saying. And the interpreter says she can feel the fire of God in her body, in her back. And God is real, you know. And as you can tell, when she was testifying, it was very emotional, very touching, because, you know, when you're experiencing God's power to that level, it's something that is, you know, you can't explain with word. It's so real. You feel like your body's on fire, but like, where is this fire coming from? And, you know, God is real. So it's something that when we do this crusade, we just surrender to the Lord and give him complete, you know, control. And we say, Lord, this is your crusade. This is your night. We're just here to lift you up, to worship you. You take over. And once the Lord take over, no matter what kind of sickness, no matter what it is you came with, you know, the moment you start and say, Lord Jesus, I believe and I receive from you. And he's just right there. And it's amazing that I was able to experience and see when she was testifying, and you could tell from her face, you know, she just didn't know what was going on, but she was so happy, and you could see the relief, you know, when you're experiencing those kind of physical pain in your body. And you tried so many things, you know, medication and, you know, chiropractic, like so many things. But, you know, for some, it helped. But for, you know, other cases, it, you know, nothing seems to help. So, you know, this is where it's like the Lord steps in and heal you. And the thing about the Lord is he cure, he heal from the root, not just give you something to pacify the symptoms, but he goes in the root of things. And this is what we said, that the Lord healed and cure. So we're going to share this powerful, powerful testimony with you. And the reason why we share these testimonies, you know, in the radio show, when we talk about crusade, is because, as the Bible says, after you overcome, go back and strengthen your brethren. So after you get a testimony, after you go through a trials and the Lord give you victory, you know, you go back and you share and you encourage someone else that may be going through something. Say, hey, God has done it for me and he'll do the same for you. That is the reason why we love testimonies, is that, you know, a person out there may be able to hear this and they can relate. So, oh, wow, I relate with this. I have back pain. And, you know, if God heals you, the Lord surely will heal me, because God is not a respecter of person. You know, with the Lord, we all the same with his children. He loves us the same equally. So the same thing the Lord did for her, the Lord is going to do it for you too. So as you hear this testimony, just allow the Lord, allow your faith, you know, to increase in the Lord, and, you know, begin to ask the Lord to give you faith, you know, that is not wavering. The Lord says, if you have, you know, faith as small as a mustard seed, you will command this mountain, they shall be moved. So let's hear this powerful, powerful testimony.
Apostle Ronald Sally, a program brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries International, is dedicated to reaching the lost and awakening the church in these last days. Be blessed as we bring you highlights of revivals around the world with Apostle Sally, as well as powerful testimonies of the blind being able to see, the deaf now can hear, the lame can walk, and the dead are raised. Watch God's outpouring of the anointing as people experience the awesome power of God, and lives are miraculously changed through Apostle Ronald Sally's ministry. Now it's time for revival, for healing, for deliverance, for blessings, for an anointing. It's time for Piercing Darkness with Apostle Ronald Sally.
Look at this woman. She's in the choir. You don't know what a problem she had. God just whispered to me and said, talk about my daughter. She came to my office and said, the baby is not responding. The doctor said they're going to flush the baby out. Can you bring her son? Is he here? Is your son here? Bring him right here. Find him. Find him. Bring him. Ushers, you know where he is? Bring him. Quickly. He's going to preach one day. Listen to this. In the belly, the doctor say, you got to come. If you don't come, we're going to do it by force. They're going to flush it out, because, you know, once the baby dies in the belly, it's done. Look at him. Look at him.
Now let me talk to you. If you don't believe in miracles, he believes in miracles. When he's in the womb, I walk into the office. I say, hey, they came to the conference room. What surprised me, I'm asking myself, how am I going to pray for this situation? God whispers to me and gives me his name. So I hear his name and I say, God doesn't name dead things. Now listen to me. When God gave me the name, I said, Dandel, go to the doctors. She went to the doctors, boom, the baby's fine. Someone say hallelujah. Lift up and say, Jesus, I need your breath.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. This was a very, very powerful testimony, and I was really happy for the couple and many couples that go through this. You know, you're expecting, and, you know, then a bad situation happened where, you know, you may not get the chance to really see, you know, your baby, and it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. And this couple, they were, you know, really afraid. They didn't know what to do once they're here. You know, they went to the doctor and it was say, hey, my baby's not moving. The baby is, you know, dead in the womb. And they didn't know what to do. But, you know, we thank God that the Lord answered prayer. And I think this is what we emphasize here in the ministry. It's not to just, you know, hey, they're always talking about miracles. But yes, it's miracle. But at the same time is, you know, past the miracle, we're exalting Jesus. Is he the one that does the miracle. And sharing all these different type of miracles or, you know, situation where God intervened supernaturally. Where there's no way out. I mean, it is a done deal. The baby down your stomach just is done. Come flush it out, you know. And it got to the point where, you know, the mother really didn't want to come in. And, you know, the doctor said, for your own safety, if you don't, we had to do it by force, where, you know, they're going to get the law enforcement involved to have her come in, you know, to just, you know, flush the baby out, you know, able to save her life. But, you know, she just been praying, asking the Lord to really move in that situation. And she contacted the men of God, and, you know, she couldn't wait for, let's just say, Sunday morning service, because it was during the weekdays. And the men of God just said, come to my office, you know. And as the men, apostle was just saying, you know, in his mind, because usually in our mind, we're thinking, Lord, how we do it this year? This is, you know, not just little back pain, or, you know, in our mind we have, I guess, a level which is hard, which is not, I don't know when we get that scale, but, you know, this is life and death. So man of God was like, Lord, what do I do here? And the Lord just gave him the name of the baby, and that was it. You know, the Lord, one thing that I found out about the Lord, you know, walking with the Lord for a while now, is that it's true. He doesn't say a lot, but that one word that he says, you can hang your whole life on it. It's and then, you know, you're asking the Lord, you know, in your mind, you're thinking, that is, what is he going to tell me? He's going to tell me to pray this. I'm going to prophesy this. I'm going to, you know, probably spend an hour or, you know, 2-3 days, you know, praying on this situation. They'll say, no, just going to give you one name, just a name. And apostle just walk in as they were just sitting there, you know, I guess they were really waiting is what he's going to do. And he just walk in. This is the name of your baby. And at that point, it was like the moment, that the man of God just says, this is the name of the baby. And as he spoke it out, you know, when the Lord give you an instruction, that's another thing too. When the Lord instructs you on something in your mind, it doesn't make sense. But what we have to learn is, bypass our mind, whatever thought is there, because once the Lord speak, there's a power behind it. So the moment apostle said, this is the name of your son, as he speak it out in her womb, and next thing you know, she went back to the doctor. The baby heartbeat was just beating, and like the man of God just says, that God does not name dead things. So to just give just the name of the baby, it was so powerful. So, and, you know, something that just came in my spirit right now, you know, sometime in our mind, oh, I'm not going through that situation. It doesn't pertain to me. But, you know, imagine it was you in that situation at that moment. You know, this is one thing that whenever I hear testimony, no matter what it is, and, like, you know, in a scale of hard or difficult, whatever, no matter what little testimony is, it's like a little testimony of a little scrape, a little wound, oh, God healed this. It brings joy in my heart, because, you know, we handle things differently. You don't know that person. You don't know what they're going through or how much they can handle. And, you know, everything God does is not little. In our mind, no matter how little we think, it's not little. Because to have the maker, you know, of the universe, the creator of all, to step in, you know, way down into our struggle and just show his compassion, his mercy, it's something that is beyond us. And something that will ever be grateful for. So I was so happy. And, you know, to this day, the family is in the church. And every time I see this little boy running around, it just bring back that testimony. And what it does is it just, you know, it speak to me. Just look into that little boy. It just speak. And, you know, I may be going through something hard, but when I'm in a church and I'm seeing, oh, God did this for her, God did this for her, it encouraged me to keep trusting the Lord, you know, for what I'm believing in. Again, number to call is 561-337-9018. We're here sharing powerful, powerful testimonies with you. And God is moving the same way the Lord is touching lives and changing lives, transforming lives. He can do the same for you. All you have to do is believe. That's all you have to do. Believe and receive from the Lord.
Here. Now, you gotta hear me right now. If you have a back pain, if you have a back pain, only the back pain. Okay, how long have you been having the back pain?
Since June 29th this year? Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened? What caused the back pain?
A lady fell on top of me.
I interrupted what God was doing because I wanted to hear the testimony. But you see, God can either finish it while she's testing herself, or I'm just going to lay hands on her again. Let's see what's happening. I want you to do what you could not do before, because God told me to pray for you fast before I prayed for anybody, because tonight is your night. So I want you to check yourself. Do what you could not do before.
You deserve the glory and the honor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Back pain healed. This was really, really amazing. You know, I think the situation happened where someone fell on her, and, you know, it really messed up her back. So she was in excruciating pain. It was really bad. And as she come to the service, while the apostle was ministering, prayed, you know, immediately the Lord healed her from the back pain. And we give God the glory, the praise for all that he has done. He is amazing. We're going to continue here just sharing these testimonies with you, and, you know, rejoicing with us. And just God is moving, and whatever you're believing him for this afternoon, he will do it for you.
Times I saw that. Yes, yes, yes. Lift your hands up. I know it's totally gone. How many hours was it there?
15 years, Pastor Robert had neck pain. Tell us, Pastor, what God did for you.
15 years of misery, pain. As this woman has up front, my neck. Could not move my neck. I go to therapy 3 times a week for the pain. But God told me one thing. He says, through all your misery, you know one thing. I am God, and I will heal you.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor.
15 years, totally gone by Jesus. Amen. Give him praise and say, I am. Amen. He said, I am. Talk to me.
Nerve pain for over 23 years, and as soon as she came up, she said she felt the ground shaking, and when she came up and you prayed for her, the pain is completely gone.
23 years of nerve pain on her face is totally gone. Jesus did this for you. Now, brother, we're going to give you some privacy. Come right here. We're going to give you some privacy. I got close in 2 minutes. I want you to go right there behind the curtain and begin to look for the love.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, back pain, neck pain, whatever physical pain or whatever you're dealing with, the Lord is able to heal and deliver. You know, sometimes it's not a physical pain that we're dealing with, but it's oppression, it's emotional, it's wounds. There's no limit. There's nothing, because the Bible says every stripe that the Lord took on his back was for our healing and our deliverance. And as you stand on that scripture and you say, Lord, every stripe you take was for my healing, I receive my healing right now, just like that, and then the Lord just gonna come, because the word of the Lord is true and is powerful.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown, September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many have been set free, a touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and miracles still happen.
Miracles still happen. Number to call is 561-337-9018. Again, 561-337-9018. Call for more information. Call for registering. And you can register it also online at www.powerevangelism.net.
En español, invitar a toda la gente que puedan venir a West Palm Beach septiembre 13 y 14, a que puedan venir con este extraordinario hombre de Dios a tener un tiempo de milagros, de sanidades y de experimentar el poder de Dios. Es totalmente gratuito. Ven con toda tu familia, trae amigos, trae tus vecinos y vamos a tener una extraordinaria noche de milagros. 13 y 14 de septiembre los esperamos, 7 en punto de la noche.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, the 13 and the 14, which is next Friday and Saturday, we're going to be at the Palm Beach Convention Center downtown West Palm Beach. Do not miss this crusade. And, you know, we have this crusade. We have our church. Of course, we have regular church where we, you know, teaches the word to grow in faith, you know, but doing this crusade, the Lord put in the heart apostle to do this crusade. We're just going to come a night where we, you know, enter God's presence. God begin to deal with, you know, those challenges, those difficult, those stuff that people maybe just want to heal and set people free. And that is in the heart of God. And like I always say that, you know, bring those who doesn't know the Lord. And, you know, if you know the Lord, you need to come too. So it's not just for the unbelievers. It's for unbelievers and believers alike. Because you come in there, you don't know the Lord, seeing God's power, you're going to be able to experience God's power. And, you know, it could be a starting point for you to get to know the Lord and just begin in your journey. And if you're already a believer, it's a time of refreshment. It's a time of restoration to just come receive a fresh word, an amazing restoration, anointing in God's presence. So as we get closer to the hour here, we thank God for a powerful testimony, the messages, for what God is about to do in the upcoming crusade. You can keep us in prayer and also support. If you want to support anyway, financially, you can also go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. We have a donation page. You can also donate toward this crusade, because when you're doing that, you are partnering with us. Because the Bible said, you know, go out and go preach the gospel, make disciples. You know, yes, the Lord commanded us to go, but the places where we're going to have the crusade, you know, all of that is expense. And so when you're partnering with us, you are, you know, supporting us. You are, you know, partnering for us to do what God called us to do, which is to go out there and to just preach the gospel. You know, the way I usually put it is, some, you know, you may not find some people that come to a regular church building, but they'll go to a convention center, they'll go to, you know, a theater, or they'll go to a different type of setting, you know, and we just use every avenue to just get souls into the kingdom of God. And I shared this testimony last Saturday. The man of God has interviewed me, and I'd just like to share it with you concerning the hurricane that just passed. Also, keep, you know, those people in Bahamas, it's really horrific. I mean, seeing the footage and what these people are dealing with, you know, it's just the grace of God. And to share my testimony with you, as I shared last week, it was that the last hurricane that really passed through here that was really devastated. You know, I almost lost my life, but the Lord preserved me. You know, where the night the hurricane was passing in front of our apartment, we had a huge tree and it was not cut down before the hurricane come. Just that night when everybody was going to bed, you know, just had a prompting of the Holy Spirit for me to just not go sleep in my bed and to just go sleep in the sofa, which is very unlike me. I have my own room. So I just went to sleep in the sofa. The next day, you know, when I went in my room to open the door, the tree that was in front of my my room, in front of my window, literally fall down on top of the roof, and so the whole ceiling came down literally on top, right on top of my bed, and I would have died in my sleep. So when I mean it really touches me when these hurricanes come and I see what it does to, you know, other people. Like, some lose their family, they're drowned, they died, and even losing their property. It's I just always remember the grace and mercy of God. It's not because I'm perfect or there's something special about me. No, it's just the grace of God. Sometimes you can't explain the grace of God. I know sometimes people say, well, how come it happened to them, or it didn't happen to this, it happened to that. It's just God's grace. You just can't understand. It doesn't mean they're a worse sinner or did this. No, it's just the grace of God. But one thing that we have to understand, the Lord says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and seek my face, the Lord didn't say I'm going to heal them, but they'll say I'm going to heal the land. We also know too, when there's a lot of wickedness in the land, it brings judgment, the judgment of God. But as we're God's children, when we repent on all, like be on for our sin, also behalf the sin of the region where we at, we repent and we commit it to the Lord and we ask the Lord, let his mercy prevail over the judgment, the demonic judgment of the enemy. Then the Lord say, I will hear. He also says, I'll answer you. And you know, one of my favorite scripture in the Bible said, before they even pray, I answer them. And I always keep that whenever I'm about to go into prayer. I say, Lord, thank you for already answering me. You know, so the Lord answers prayer. And let's just keep those who've been affected by this hurricane, let's just keep them in prayer. And whatever way you can support, you support them, whatever you can do. Because one thing I always say, put yourself in that person's shoes. Because when you do that and you put yourself in their shoes, you may not feel exactly what they feel, but you can relate. Say, what it was me that I lost my house. I lost everything. You know, all you have is just the clothes on your back. And that's it. Everything you have is completely gone. So just extend the great in the grace and mercy. And God is moving. God spare us. That was my testimony I just want to share with you. And God is amazing. His grace, we can't explain his grace, but we are thankful that the Lord protect us, protect this region from this hurricane that's just coming straight for us. And those who are affected, let's just keep them in prayer and support them any way we can and pray for them. And God will answer our prayer. Thank you so much for joining us at this time. It was a wonderful show. Again, do not miss the crusade next week. It's just going to be powerful. We have this crusade once in a year. We call it a citywide crusade. Just like to join us and come and have an amazing time. Again, 561-337-9018.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly, our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Pierce in Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in. And